Episode 1956, Listen to Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Epic Day. I just want you to know that I have been thinking about you. You know, isn't it great to know that somebody cares? Well, today, I want you to feel that within your heart. I want you to know that there's someone out there. Maybe you've never met me before, but you listen here on the podcast. I want to say thank you. And I want you to know that I am praying for you today. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Listen to your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. The possibility you think is beyond your grasp might just be a heartbeat away. Listen to your heart. Nothing is impossible. But why is it then when we're reaching for a dream or taking a risk, there is great hesitation to strike when the fire is hot, the fire within your heart? This seems to be counterproductive, yet we do it all the time. If there's any sense of uncertainty, fear of the unknown, or probability of failure, the quickest reaction is to run away. Sound all too familiar? Maybe you did it just recently, thinking that, oh, you know, I really want to go for this, but, and you stop. And you have all these excuses laid out. And you're like, sign me up because yes, check. I can't do this, check. I don't know how to do that, check. And you just keep going down your list. It's not a to-do list. It's not the dream list. It's not your heart list. It's the excuse list. Who wants to run into the fire? No one does, but you do. You have this dream. And dreams are not achieved waiting for everything to be perfect or all the problems to melt away. It's not waiting for all these lists to not exist. Dreams are achieved when you listen to your heart. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You've heard that mantra here. You can call it a mantra. You can call it a saying, whatever it is. But I say it over and over again because every single word is true. It's not about this quick run that you're going to win. Oh yeah, you'll get quick wins in your life. But there will also be some really long ones that take a really long time and maybe way too long that you feel like giving up. Maybe you've had a dream for 20 to 25 years and you're like, Christiane, I've had this forever and I know this was placed within me. It's not something I conjured up or something I saw on the internet or something I read about. No, it was birthed inside me. What do you want right now in your life? What is it that you wished you would have started 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, 25 years ago? If you honestly want to seriously consider this dream of yours, you must be willing to listen to your heart. Clarity comes by listening. Create in me a pure heart, a heart, Lord, that I want to hear not only you, but I also want to hear me. Because when I listen to me, I know I hear you. God wants us to have a dialogue with him. So then when we are sitting there making these decisions and you get that, oh, I just have this in my gut, it's not just about you. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. It's Psalm 51:10. It would be magnificent if we had all the answers and they would just fall into your lap. Wouldn't that be awesome? I would love that. I would love to know that I could just sit out and lay out my entire life and say, okay, if I do 1, 2, 3, and 4, this is the result that I'm going to get. You know, that's not how life works. Now, maybe you've had some wins that way. Oh man, I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and I got it. Woo. And you're like, I'm ready to move on. But then when you mess up on number 2 and you can't get past it, you're like, there's no way I'm getting to 3. And so what do? You run away. Life is a journey with many puzzle pieces needing placement. You may not have all the answers in one sitting. You may not be able to check off all those lists right in the order that you think it needs to happen. But over time, as you listen to your heart and discern what you're discovering, you will know your next move in the game of life. I want you to be encouraged today, knowing that you won't have all the answers. And that's okay. I know it's scary. I think about all of my dreams. I think of all the dreams I have now in life. I haven't lived every dream that I've dreamt. And I know I won't achieve all of them. I mean, come on. Do you see me being an Olympic ice skater? Yeah, no, not at my age. Was it a dream? Oh, yes, it was. But that was a dream far, far away, a long time ago. Now, I've moved on to other dreams. And I know I'll still have more dreams the older I get. Number one, I'm creative. And so I don't know, call it a curse, whatever. It's just how I'm made. And it's exciting too. It's an adventure. If you look at today as an adventure, you're able to handle the impossible. And when you see it as an adventure and the impossible approaches, what happens? Listen to your heart, because I promise you, you'll find a way. You'll find a way to go over, to go through. It may not happen as fast as you want it to. Be encouraged today, knowing that you won't have all the answers, and that's okay. Know that there are going to be many mountains you will have to climb. Yet, there will be many valleys you have to go through. Some very dark and scary, and others, well, you just have to peek around a few bushes and all is okay. However, don't have the fear lead your life. Instead, listen to your heart. I don't want you to give up on your dreams because you've lost your focus or you can't find your way. Be patient with yourself. Make time to search your heart. Be the voice that echoes your heart. Sometimes we're the voice of everybody else's stuff. What do you want? You created on purpose for a purpose. What do you want your heart to echo? That should be your voice. That should be your sounding board. Create your now. Go beyond the usual and listen to your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.